You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo!
I'm in a lot to go bottomless brunch.
Yeah. If they don't let me, I'm I can't lose that, man.
100%.
Men can't do anything nowadays, but I'm just curious if that's what on the list. Because like, the idea of it sounds lit.
Nah, it is good, man. It is good. It's fun, isn't it?
Like, oh, they're trying to kill us.
You don't realize the danger until it's too late.
Men only made the game golf so they could go walking together.
Fuck off, man.
Wait,
what? I'm not allowing off, that. What have you just said?
You're talking rubbish, man.
Can you explain
that's
yourself?
That's so true.
You're talking verbal, sense. Bro. Verbal diarrhea. Yeah, what are you talking?
Bring the mic a little bit closer to you.
Men only invented the game of golf so they can go walking together.
Yeah, much way, yep. Way better.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Imagine if I said to you, come, let's go for a walk.
Yeah, that sounds wild.
That's a bit mad. No,
that does sound a bit wild, but
I understand your logic now, actually. Fair enough.
She's a bit mad, actually.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, the only reason we invented golf was so that we could go for a walk with each other.
What about all the other sports then?
I don't know. I couldn't give a shit.
Man, we got running together.
Tell me your power. You're genuinely wild, man. Yeah, man, let's go for a walk. I could really see the logic of why you think that.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Main Chaffer podcast episode 109.
Yes, sir.
Listen. This ain't a guest. This is just family in the building. You ain't know what time it's.
Nah,
I mean, creator of our website. So really, it's about time.
Indeed.
If anything, he's the honorary fifth member. Because you have to give Nikki her powers or her praise.
Yeah, shout out to Nikki.
I don't think she'd be very angry if you just cut her off there.
That's true. That's a fact.
But nah, man, it's good to have you on. Obviously, this came.
I just wanted to get Vincent a shot, yeah. So.
I hear that. This came from the Hangover episode. Obviously, Vincent was also on the night out. So, yeah, this more or less spurred from that. But we're so happy to have you on. Tell the people about yourself.
Yeah, I appreciate being here. Obviously, it's been tons of episodes since I've just been listening in on you guys, obviously, all the time. So, yeah, really appreciate being on. People don't know me, I'm Vincent. I've been mentioned a couple of times. So close with the boys, grew up with them.
That's a fact.
So yeah, it's just pleasure of being on, really. So yeah, shouts out to the boys as always, doing their thing, you know.
You know what time it is.
But like I was saying, there is a part right behind the camera that when I came in, I didn't realize there was a section behind the camera because you always see it from a different angle.
I thought we phased through the door. So
no, I got confused.
It's just walls.
I got confused.
Man's phasing through walls.
So,
if these walls can talk. Yeah.
All right, boys, introduce yourself.
Yeah, man. Colson Nussie in the building. Big 2L in the building. Don Corleone, the one and only. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Zerski.
It's E-Man G45. The G is solid. The 4-5 is silent. It's Genghis Chibogwe. It's the Black Mamba Dove. It's the Rock. The Rock is in the building. You know what I'm saying? And also the Cheetah Yam.
The Cheetah Yam. Two damn.
Can you explain to Vincent what the Cheetah Yam is?
What is the Cheetah Yam?
I'm sure he's confused.
I'm very confused.
So in the next episode, I briefly explain what it means. But
in the future, you basically explain.
But my dad was just going through like lineage and history of where like I come from.
Yeah.
And he was saying like our clan is like Cheetah clan for some reason. But then I don't know where the name Yam came from.
Oh, okay.
But we are also associated with that for some reason. He doesn't know why there is the Yam associated with that, but he definitely knows that we are like the Chia people, innit? So I just said Chia Yam.
That's mad.
There, yeah. Yeah. Two Dems in the building. The real is back.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What? All right. There's a lot of stuff we need to get into, man. The past few weeks haven't been good. We've got a lot of stuff to get into.
Shang-Chi was mid.
Who's this guy, bro? why am I being invited to this? Like, excuse me.
Racist, bro.
Excuse me. What's going on right now? I'm not having this.
Racismo.
I'm not having this. I got brought on for the disrespect.
So tell me why you think it was good.
Nah, he felt like he just called me mid. You know, it's a bit mad. Nah, I'm joking. So for me, I don't think it was like a 8/9 out of 10 movie either. Mm. To be fair, I don't think it actually was. I think for me, obviously, it was a bit. Just given it was like a kind of sort of Asian male lead in the Marvel universe, it kind of gave me kind of like a bit more like, it kind of felt nice, you know. It was just kind of homage to like our culture and everything, so that's why I felt like I kind of would give it a little bit of a higher rating. So like, for example, I felt like story and everything, it was more like I say 7, but then for me, I'd say 7.58, just because it's, you know, paid some homage to Chinese culture. And to be fair, they did it quite well into a way where it wasn't like forced into your face, where it was just kind of like, hey, yo, stop. Like, you know, kind of thing, you know, because it's just like, it's just not all in your face. It's all quite subtle, actually. And I think, you know, you probably notice it. I mean, you guys have been to my house and stuff like that, and you realize, you know, you always got to take your shoes off, all of those things. And just like, they didn't go, oh, you know, take your shoes off. They just showed like a quick 1 second scene of it, and everyone will know what that means, and then and all that kind of stuff. So I enjoyed that kind of aspect of it. I do think that the story itself, it was good. But it was your kind of like classic superhero.
Yeah, of course.
I hit my dad. I'm gonna go beat him up kind of thing.
Yeah, not my dad.
You know, so in that respect, it was a bit too simple for me, considering like how kind of mythical the whole character really is, and kind of like, it's all like magic really, right? So, and the only other thing I'd say is, obviously, with him being a Asian male lead, and just the way that our culture just like typecasted in general, we always do like fighting movies, isn't it? That's like our thing. That's like our thing. And it just felt like, well, it's the same. You know, it's not quite different. It's still at the end of the day, a martial arts movie. You know, I mean, you can cast fucking Bruce Lee and he'll do the same thing, you know? So I'm allowed to swear. So you know, it'd all be the same. And then again, it's just like, yeah, it's an Asian dude fighting people using martial arts, so it's just the same again, you know. It's not really different. The only difference is the fact that he's a lead character and he's not like a joke, so to speak. Which, you know, I appreciate, and that's why I enjoyed that part about it. And they did change a lot to do with the actual rings themselves, right? So obviously they're not actually bracelets in the actual comics, right? They're actually rings.
I think that made more sense though. I feel like
I don't know, man. I hated it visually.
You hated it visually? No,
I was like, I always had to walk around that.
Nah,
it makes way more sense. If he was holding rings, it looked dumb.
Nah, if he was holding rings, it'd be dumb.
What do you mean holding rings?
Because he wears the rings in it. It would
I'd rather it was on his fingers. He was walking around like this.
How
is that a problem?
That's a massive problem. I thought he looked sick with the bracelets.
Nah, I thought it was an issue, man.
I'm not
going around all the time like that.
You tell me if you've got that power, you ain't going to walk around like that.
He stayed with them rings on him.
That's a nitpick, man.
If
he was walking around with like actual rings on his fingers, he'd look a bit dumb.
Nah, I'd rather that.
Nah, I'm not having that. You're telling me if they were like actual 10 ring powers, yeah, and you could put those rings.
He looked ridiculous.
You're telling me you won't walk around like that?
I said he looked ridiculous.
Nah.
I would wear it. Yeah, man, what are you thinking?
What about the time where like everyone had like the rubber bands and then these bracelets?
And you wear a watch?
Watch is different. That's one watch. I'm not wearing 10.
Hey, they're magical, innit?
Magical watches.
Remember the time where people just had loads of bracelets?
No, I hear that. I thought that was silly. So this is a continuation. I thought he looked ridiculous. I was like, he was wearing a suit and then he folded it up like to here. So and what? Because he wanted to go kill them man that killed his wife. I hear it, but you look silly.
Hey, let me talk about Tony Leung.
He looks ridiculous.
No, so my man Tony Leung looked like a fucking proper triad leader. You see him, bro. The way he walked in there, he was on smoke. Tell me he didn't look sick with those bracelets.
Nah, I would have laughed. He's coming to kill you, you would have laughed your last breath.
Like,
you see what he did to that man.
You look ridiculous.
You see what my man did to the guy at the end.
I'm not disputing. I'm saying, yo, fam, I respect the power. Like, I see what them things can do, but you look ridiculous.
Nah.
His whole thing was folded up to here.
I hear that. I disagree with him.
I'm not hearing it.
I hear what you're saying. I know what you mean. Like, it's uncomfortable.
Huh? Wear a suit and then fold it up to here. Could you do that? Would you ever want a suit and done that?
Yeah, but then there are some cultures that actually have the bracelet.
What culture does that?
Some cultures.
So there's no culture that does that.
So I'm about to go into it. So reason why.
Where have you seen that?
I've seen it in different cultures.
Indian cultures,
a lot of ladies will do that.
You're wearing
some East African cultures will do that as well.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you're missing the point. I think you're the one.
Do you know where we're all missing?
Have you ever worn a suit and done that?
Do you know where we're all missing?
Have you ever worn a suit and done that?
No. Do you know where
we're
all
missing?
Who's
wearing bangles, bro?
The reason why they redesigned it is because...
I know.
Go ahead.
Cartier bangles. The Cartier ones.
I'm not wearing 10 of them. That's ridiculous.
Man, them wear four or five.
No, look stupid.
We're talking about a movie where there's a flying dragon. So let's just give it context, please.
What about the time of the Nike, the yellow one, the black and white?
I didn't like it. You look dumb. You look dumb.
It's 10 bracelets.
Can I give the real reason why I think it actually makes sense?
Go on.
For example, when you watch how the CGI works and his abilities and what he's actually doing, it doesn't make sense for him to have actual rings.
Yeah, you 100%.
If he's propelling himself in the air with his hands like this, it's gonna look dumb.
If he's gonna do all the things that happen in a movie with his hands, it don't make sense.
No, can you imagine if he did?
It don't make sense.
You know, right at the end. Hey, spoilers, but you know, right at the end.
It's been out for a
like moment. the way my man pulled those 10 rings out of that last thing's fucking belly. Yeah, you think he's gonna do that with 10 hand rings?
He doesn't.
I hear what you're saying, but you look dumb. I'm sorry.
All right, so like for me,
the point that they factored it into Shang-Chi's outfit because the thing stops there. You look, wearing five bracelets on each arm.
There's two of it. So I feel like one of it's obviously.
Eman, have you ever worn anything like that?
Obviously.
They gave him a t-shirt.
Have you worn a gauntlet in your life?
I've got what?
Have you worn a gauntlet in your life?
What are we talking about here?
Yeah, no, real talk.
What are we talking about?
It's not wrong.
The gauntlet made more sense to me visually.
Because it was dripping it.
Yeah.
Because he's icing it out.
No, I don't think. I'm not letting you call the gauntlet drip and those bracelets not drip. No, I'm not having that.
Listen, have you all
right now? You're yelling on the mic, bro.
I mean, I'll be honest. Yeah, if you gave me those 10 rings, I'll do it.
It's too passionate, bro. You're on your ones.
You're all arguing against me. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Allow it, bro.
Listen. So there's one thing. Yeah. So I think partly the reason why they made it a bracelet, like rather than rings, is listen, fam. Yeah, part of it is obviously for the CGI, just to make it easier to watch, right? Because it will look so dumb if it was 10 hand rings. Yeah, and then the other thing is Chinese people traditionally we wear a lot of bracelets.
Okay, I didn't know
we
that.
Actually do wear a lot of bracelets. We don't wear 10, all right? I'll give you that. We don't wear 10, but we do wear bracelets. And
have you ever folded a suit like that?
Hey, to be honest, Chinese people don't wear suits like that. He was in the.
He just looked.
Now, what am I going
to? That's all I can say. He looked ridiculous to me.
But then, if you're Mr. Illuminati, then you could do what you want.
You can do anything, man.
Listen. Also, what's his power set?
Who?
Both. More Shang.
So this is my point with it, right? This is my point with the whole character, right? So this is my point with the whole character. He is literally a martial artist, right? That is him.
He's as powerful as Hawkeye. And
no, I'm not having that. No, step back. I'm not having that.
I don't know what's his power.
My man can control freaking alien rings, bruv.
But what? They didn't showcase that.
Yeah, they did. They showed it twice.
To me,
they showed his mom doing it. Okay, Heart of a Dragon, all that.
I hear what you're saying, but to me, when we meet the character, it just looks like someone that's been trained to fight.
Yeah, he's an assassin, right? Basically. Okay.
So he's no more. He's not even as powerful as Captain America. Because he's not taking anything. All of a sudden he got to his mum's yard.
No, that's
the thing. But the thing is the same thing as Black Panther. He's not really.
Panther took something. He takes herb or whatever.
But when his herb is taken away, he's just a very powerful individual who can fight.
So
but
then he's but high martial artist. What I'm saying, he's no more powerful than that.
I know.
Highly trained.
Black Panther is definitely stronger than.
No. But I'm talking about Shang. He couldn't even beat his sister.
His sister's on smoke though. I'm not gonna lie. His sister's on smoke.
Yeah, but his sister's on smoke. Bro.
Also,
she was traumatized. She was traumatized by her, like, her mother's death.
And she was
isolated.
On top
of it, she had to find a way how to gain her father's
love. He hasn't fought his sister after he awakened his mum's powers in him.
Exactly.
So are you telling me
the heart of the dragon? That's him.
Because he should not be able to go toe to toe with his dad. He was taking shots from the rings. I said no way. You've not shown me anything in this movie that suggests that he can go toe-to-toe with his dad with the rings.
I think they did.
They didn't show any... He got beaten up by his sister.
Did you not see the opening sequence on the bus?
Okay, you're just good at fighting.
Nah, I'm not
having that. I'm good at fighting.
Did you see how he was fighting on the bus?
Okay. I think his fighting suggests that Black Widow couldn't take those guys on.
The cinematography, the choreography, and the fighting in that movie was some of the best fighting.
There's no doubt about that. It looked beautiful.
And they did a good enough job to show that he can hold smoke. So I don't get what you've missed.
With someone with the 10 rings.
Yeah, but like so I'm explaining.
It is his dad. It is related.
The 10 rings is as powerful.
I didn't think you hated this movie as much as
I didn't realize this. I wasn't expecting this. I've watched it twice. So how I see it is the way that they showed it, because they didn't, in my opinion, I feel like if you have to explicitly say that this character does this, I think you've missed the mark, right?
No, personally. I don't think so. I don't think you have. No, because I think cinema should be easy. There's no way. First of all, I want to make it clear. I enjoyed the film. I think there is, the reason why I'm fighting as hard as I am is because I think they missed the mark on what could have been, could have taken it from a mid film to a very good film. I'm not putting it in with the category of like Ant-Man and the Wasp. It is better than that. But I think they missed the mark on certain things. I just think this is simple stuff. I shouldn't be having to think, what is his power set? Because you're telling me at the start of the film, Homeboy can fight. Great. No more powerful than that, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that.
More talent. So when you get to your mum's yard, you're telling me now you can beef with dad. You've shown me nothing so far in this film.
I think they did.
They didn't show me anything.
They did.
What did they show you?
I'll explain it then, right? So, hold up.
I'm listening.
All right. So you already see Shang's mum gave his dad smoke in it. Just fucked him up, right?
Oh, yeah. Shang's mum.
Her home, Tylo, right? Basically has this whole Heart of the Dragon thing, right? So she can control basically all those rings, right? That's her power set, right?
Yeah,
the dad. Let's be honest, yeah.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
I'm settling down as well.
Actually, hold on. So basically, she's
one with the powers.
He's a demigod, basically.
What, the dad?
No, Shang-Chi. He's half a god.
It's a mystical village.
But at the end of the day, a lot of people would say that's another realm. So they'll probably say that's like basically godlike.
He's
basically godlike, right?
And then where Shang-Chi gets it, right? Because I know what you're saying. Oh, it just can't come from his mum. The whole time he actually had never used any of his mum's abilities, until he met his auntie.
That awakened something in him, you're trying to tell me?
His auntie freaking taught him
how to use it. I'm asking you a question.
Yeah, his auntie told him how to use it, right? You saw him. Eventually, he learned how to like not use fists, more like kind of flow style. That is a specific type of martial art as well, actually. I don't think it's Wing Chun, because I think Wing Chun is actually more of the one
It reminded me of, what's the film I'm thinking of? They more or less use that fighting style, and they use a lot of wires. Enter the Dragon sounds ridiculous.
It's like Crouching Tiger.
Crouching Tiger, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? Funny enough, she was actually in it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So his aunt, she was in it.
Okay. No, but there was I think I'm hating on the film a lot. There was a lot of good. I thought it was visually very stunning.
Yeah,
some of the best fighting I've seen. I really liked everything that happened in his mum's yard.
in his mum's yard.
I think there was a lot that there was a lot of good.
Yeah.
There was. I just think the problems I'm having are the things that I feel like could have taken it from a very good film, from a good film to like a very good film. I just think they missed the
mark. I agree with you. So as part of that, and then also like his name, his actual name itself in Chinese actually means like to ascend and like rise. Basically, he was named basically someone that's not supposed to be a normal kid, essentially, because Shang-Chi, or I don't know how to pronounce it properly in Mandarin, but in Chinese it's Sheng He, which basically in Cantonese is Sheng He, which basically means like to ascend or like a rising person, essentially, is to basically go above mankind, essentially.
Right.
So that's why, like, he's supposed to be like this semi godlike kind of being, and the only way he unlocked it was through his mum's style training. And that's when the dragon appeared as well. I mean, there's a fucking dragon, boys.
Yeah,
that's the part I love, because obviously, you know, Chinese culture loves dragons. Yeah, we love dragons. You put a fucking dragon anywhere. First tattoo any Chinese people get, yeah, is definitely a freaking dragon. I tell you that. Yeah, that's 100%.
Would you say that they existed in the past millenniums?
I don't think they existed. I just think it was, I genuinely think it's just like Chinese people just love that mythical creature.
Wait, you think dragons existed?
Yeah.
I don't think they existed. I think maybe like something that resembled a dragon existed. Like, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, a dragon's like reptiles, isn't it?
I'm shocked.
They're like dinosaurs, fam. Why are you laughing?
Bruh. All right, so... So if you look at like historical things, so for example in China, yeah, they have like a big thing about dragons. In this Anglo-Saxon history, if you look at their culture, they have a big thing about dragons as well. So like I watched like a conspiracy theory, right? And pretty much they said that like you can't fly in Congo for some specific reason, yeah.
There's dragons in Congo.
That's the name of the episode. There's dragons in Congo, bro.
Is that where you're going with it? Is that where you're landing? Inconsolable.
<Dun, dun, dun. laughs>
Seriously. That's one of the funniest moments in my life.
But the thing is, yeah, like,
go on,
they back in the day, they were not called dragons.
Okay.
Like, so. It's only like a new, it's only like modern history that they've been known as dragons.
So
but if you go back further, they were not called dragons. They had a specific name.
Right.
And then it's mad, yeah, because right now a lot of people don't believe me, but like if you do believe the Bible, yeah, it even describes a freaking dragon. Yeah. And I'm not lying to you. They existed. So I don't know why someone would just think, let me just draw a dragon because it looks cool. They existed, bro. Yeah. So. Okay.
In Congo.
Bro, that's mad.
They might be still existing in Congo. I don't know. But the thing is the fact that the size of Congo.
I also don't know why they would settle in Congo.
No, because the size of Congo, some places have just not been discovered.
Okay.
And some places, they just say, don't go there.
Area 51.
Sounds it.
Area 51, to be honest, they should have raided Area 51. I mean, it's like 1,000 people versus...
Nah, they're all getting smoked. They're not playing.
That's what the
everybody would have died on some red light, green light.
So, that's a nice little segue.
Yeah.
Have you all seen Squid Game?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts, guys?
Shut up, man.
Right, I'm going to send for it. I'm sending for it. I'm actually going to send for the show.
Listen, it is a good show, but then the ending is one of the worst endings.
One of the worst endings I've ever seen.
What do you mean?
My man should have got on the plane. What,
100%.
What kind of stupidity is this? What is he going to go back and do? Why did he dye his hair red? Can someone give me answers to these questions?
You know what? It
was a season.
No, I'm telling you, yeah, he dyed his hair at BTS and all that, and it is what it is. Yeah. He wanted to be a K-pop star, and it is what it is.
That?
Yeah, 100%.
Listen, man.
Nah, listen, that show, I'm not going to lie, it didn't deserve the hype it got. Personally.
No way.
100% didn't.
That show was dumb.
Yeah, it had a great concept, but they fucked up so many things about it.
Because of the language.
So to be fair,
hey, watch that show. It's funny as fuck.
To be fair, there were some mistranslations in some of the subtitling. To be fair, which kind of does change a bit of the way you view it. But I wouldn't say it was enough of that. But I say in terms of the concept of the show, great, right? It was a great concept.
Good ideas.
Great ideas. Definitely agree with Collins here. The ending was absolute pure shit.
It was laughable,
right? It was so bad, right? They left so many things that I understand you want to set up for season two, but you could set up so differently, right? I was saying to Dylan and Checo, right? I was talking to them about I could write freaking the ending and I'll set you up for season two as well. All you do, send my man on the plane. First of all, go be a good dad, please. Like, come on. You spent a whole season trying.
He hates his daughter.
No, this is the thing. His whole season, his character didn't.
He wasn't a good character.
He wasn't a good character.
He wasn't a good guy.
And then, like, his development stopped. Basically, he once he came out of the game, you think that, oh, I'll go be a good dad now, and he didn't do that. So it's just like, well, so you're the same character that you started with.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying, either there's two ways you could do this, right? Either you allow the North Korean girl to win. Right, that North Korean girl. You let her win, so this man dies. Right, instead.
You ran a bad.
No. But like in a heroic way, right? Where you know he lets her win the game, and then I let her win too, but
not as long as Sang Woo's about.
My man was mad.
He
was
bad, baby.
He was on smoke. He was. You know what he is? I knew he was gonna snake all the mandem in that. He was so ready. Like, you could see
he was in. I'm sorry, everyone can die.
Meet the Woo, fam.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
He was on smoke.
When he did out Ali, I said, I know what time is, man.
When he did out,
that shit was rocking.
That was a good episode.
That was a really good episode.
That was a good episode, man.
Yeah.
I am not with that guy.
The old man. The old man trolled everybody. He really did.
He trolled everyone.
And then he went into... No. He took the piss.
Yeah, he actually took the piss. Would you do that, though? If you were old men, like, that had
I can understand.
And you were just bored out of your mind, would you do this?
I can definitely understand it. I can understand it. Because I've actually met a person like that, right?
What?
What, that wants to invest in human beings?
No.
Let's... Boys, I'm not going to lie.
You have to allow me to finish it.
You've got end people like this. You can't let... What if we get pulled in the game?
No. You have to allow me to finish it. So basically, I met a multimillionaire one time, right? And he was old, but basically he just wanted to, he had time on his hands. He was like 54, I think. He has time on his hands, innit? And basically he was like, listen, me and you, we go on a jet, we go this place. I get a couple of these girls right here. Look, let me show you this one. Let me show you this one. Let me show you this. Let me show you the message.
Have you taken him up on his offer?
I spoke to a bunch of people and they just said, no, don't do it. And this person's legit. Like, he's no lie.
You're in a Squid Game, yeah?
But the thing is, it's not a Squid Game.
To be fair, but you get on that plane, next thing you know, missing in action.
For real.
Have you seen Emmanuel Bogo?
Gone.
Like, bro, like, he just sent me bare stuff. Let me show, I don't know if I can actually get image of, like, the girls that he sent me, stuff like that. He just sent me, yes, look, he sent me that one, he sent me this one, he sent me like bare girls.
Yeah.
So you know I'm not
capping. He
sent me all these girls. He said, yeah, listen, I can line you up in it. Like, we've got all these girls here. We just have a good bender. Yeah. We just have all the girls, shag them. Yeah. So you're asking, can a man that old have that sort of thought process of like, let me just have some fun? Yes, he can, because he's experienced so much in life to the point.
Yeah, but shagging girls is different.
Yeah, you could have not told me that story, and I could have fought an old man.
I think he would probably get to a point in life where it's just everything's boring. Everything's just so boring where it's just like, let me do something where it can redefine me or give me another buzz.
That was outlandish, though.
Nah, but the buzz to let people off. Die for bands.
Yeah, that's facts, man. When they were doing that hopscotch game, I said, yo, these man.
That was the worst one.
Yeah.
You're going to die.
Hopscotch.
With the glass.
Yeah.
You're going to die. Like, the odds are just so stacked against you.
That glass one with the temper. Yeah, that was not. that was not a nice. That was
how far do you guys? How far do you guys think you'll get if you're in Squid Game?
I'll die in the first episode, bro.
110%.
What, the red light, green light?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm doing red light, green light, man. What kind of nonsense is that?
I'm doing red light, green light.
Oh, you get the umbrella.
Bro, you know how slow. Easy, you know how slow I am. I can't do that.
I'm sprinting.
Nah, I'll be dead. I won't die because I'll get shot by that fucking weird child thing, right? I'll die because I'll run out of time,
bro.
100%. I will not make it.
You know
that,
where? You know
that
where
field is huge. You know,
it is a big field. But if that old man could do it, why can't
football pitch? You know,
why can't my man?
Ah, it's true, not. But he knew the game very well.
Best smiling.
That's the thing, right? He was best smiling, jumping through because all of the games they're playing is his childhood game, games, isn't it? Yeah. That's what made it mad.
I still to this day couldn't tell you how to play Squid Game, the actual Squid Game.
Neither do I. I'll be honest, neither do I.
I think I'll flop on the glass, to be honest with you. The glass.
The glass part.
I
would lose at the one where you'd carve out the thing. I don't think I could do that.
Tag of War's not even your, like, that's not your fault, if that makes sense.
What, you blame your team, yeah?
110%.
100.
That's
mad.
That's not me.
You got to find all the Dench boys, isn't it?
I mean, give it a go.
I mean, they had their formula, innit?
They had their formula, you know? They had their formula.
Homeboy with a tattoo on his neck.
Hey, he's the worst human being.
The worst guy.
That woman got him out of there, boy.
Ew.
The way she flew.
I said, she's crazy.
What are we talking about? Get off me.
She's crazy for that.
Nah, she was actually she was nuts as well.
There's no way you can tell me that he couldn't get her off.
It would have been awkward if they didn't go through.
Yeah, but you're on a piece of glass.
He would have fell over, isn't it?
Yeah,
fallen over. You're probably just trying to balance for your life there, isn't it?
She's on her way out, so
she no fucks are given.
Yeah.
He would have been mad if that glass wasn't the one that broke.
That's what I'm saying.
The last thing you heard, he's got a small cock.
I mean, to be honest, I'd throw her off at that point. I'll go with her. Fuck it.
That's a fact.
That's just mad.
Let's just go.
That's just mad.
Kick her right in the, yeah.
That's just mad.
Let's not speak about violence.
Yeah. That's just a bit too mad. The other thing with that whole show is that it had so many like open parts that they...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
That they created and then never went into it, right? That's why I didn't like it either.
The policeman.
I love the policeman, right? Like, I think his part of the whole show was the most interesting part. And I felt anxiety the whole time.
Like, I was trying to send messages. First
of all, what iPhone was that, bro? Because I have no idea how it's surviving all that battery. Like, excuse me? I know he was on low power mode, but still.
Yeah.
The 4G was...
Like, what's going on there?
4G in, bro. And that was an LTE, bro.
But then, obviously...
He was finished. He was absolutely finished, bro.
I was on chip...
Just the E, bro.
You know he's not dead, right? I don't think he's dead.
You don't think so?
I don't think he's dead.
No, I was a high fool.
He got
shot in the heart. What do you mean it's a high fall?
Yeah, he got shot right in the heart.
No, I would say it was more the arm.
More the shoulder,
actually. Yeah.
I don't even know, but that's what I'm saying, right?
It was a bit ambiguous.
They could have shot him in
the
head.
Was that his brother?
Yeah, that's his brother. So that's the thing, right? So I feel like...
Fucking mask off.
What they could have done instead for season two is that policeman comes out, whatever, the shore or whatever, walks out. He's injured, but he's still alive, and he will eventually then figure out everything else.
I'm also that should be not season believing. Two. If I call the police and I say, "Yo, come get me," regardless of like, do your thing. My man was on the phone, like, "Yo, where have you been? What's going on?"
Nah, but would you believe him though?
I've got to believe him, because that was just such nonsense that it had to be true. Like, someone couldn't make that up. Go to where he is.
Yeah, but you could make it up now because you've seen Squid Game, innit?
Either way, if it's good policing, it's to just go check it out.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
No, to be honest, they might just do an international one because they might be bored with North Korea.
I think they should just leave it as it is.
Sorry, South.
They do anything more than that.
Oh, it's too much.
They're gonna make a season two.
There's gonna be
There's gonna be those pink men then with that triangle, circle, square thing. 100%
everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
That jumpsuit, the tracksuit with the band. Everywhere.
You already know.
But then again, I think the only way they could probably, if they don't want to mess up second season, they can just do like a mad show.
They already messed up second season by letting this guy come into the second season.
I just can't believe
the main character. I don't think he should be. If he shows up in season two,
he's trying to re-up.
I'm not having that. No, I'm not having that.
Trying to double his profits.
Not having.
You can't spend your money if you're dead. 46 million in your bank account. Come on, what are we crying about? Is that even 46? It's 46 billion.
No, it's millions.
It's millions. Millions. Yeah, 46 billion.
It's like 20 million, I think.
Or something like 20
million.
That.
Yeah, 20 million, like US or pounds.
Basically. It's still a lot of money. It's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
100%.
Life changing.
Would you spend... Okay, if you went through everything that main character did, because obviously he didn't spend the money when he came out, right? Because obviously he felt bad.
A year?
Yeah. Nah,
that's sickening.
No, but would you spend it straight away if you came out? Would you feel like you would?
I'm spending that shit, dog. I'm sorry. I earned that
rest
shit.
Rest in peace
man.
To
rest in peace all the homies, bro. But listen, I'm spending. I might even give a piece to your families and that, but I'm spending.
Yeah. That's exactly
I'm
what
sorry.
Home, he made a pact with homegirl that said, "Yo, see that my
brother
brother's
and
right.
Stuff, yeah.
See that his mate. See that my mum's right. You know.
Yeah, no,
he
I agree.
Was just upset for being upset's sake, man. Stop being emo and go spend this. Go
stop
spend
being
this
emo.
I don't think it's emo. I just think it's like you know what it is. Listen, we went through this game together. We had a lot of downfalls. We are the only one that survived. Do you want anything? Yeah, just make sure my family's good. Calm.
Max.
That's it. But then afterwards, yeah. I'm going somewhere where it's quiet and no one's going to talk to me at all, bruv, for 1 year.
I'm spending that piece.
Do you know what made me laugh, though? Literally the first episode, the way the man was slapping him up.
And then he won.
And then he won. And he wanted to clap him back, forgot about the money.
He was getting slapped up, man. I said, nah, I couldn't sit through that. Nah. I have to leave. I was getting slapped
I could not believe what I was seeing. There's no way. 46 million in my bank account. I'm sweet.
It was a good concept. There was good
great
stuff
concept.
That they did, but overall, it's not like...
Overall, it should not have been hyped. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, yeah, listeners as well, the better show is called Alice in Borderland.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It is the better show. It is the same concept, like as in the idea of you having to play a game. But it is so much more mad.
I don't know who's controlling the game.
That's exactly why it's still good, right?
That's
and that's exactly why season two is going to be mad, right? It is basically a better Squid Game.
Yes.
Right? It is basically a better Squid Game. It's a bit more, I say fantasy.
It's a bit more complicated.
No, I don't think so. I think it's still quite easy to watch.
It's ambiguous in like to know who... Who is controlling the actual game.
You're basically just thinking the whole time still. You're like... What man them's doing this?
Yeah,
like,
so basically, they're all in Japan.
Yeah, it's Japanese.
And then...
Oh, it's Japanese?
Yeah, and then all of them are playing for like a card. Like, you know, there's 52 cards in a deck, right? So everyone's playing for a card on that deck. Now, whoever wins, they obviously get... So everyone gets a phone, a mobile phone. And then as soon as they enter a game, they have to play the game. And if you don't complete the game, you die. And if you quit during the game, you die.
Okay.
So you have to complete the game. Once you complete the game, of course, you go on. Now, on each different game, there's four different stages. There's the heart, there's diamond, there's the spade, and then there is the club, right? But from levels of 1 all the way up to 10, that's how high it goes. Is the ace like the hardest one?
There's ace is the hardest, yeah.
Ace is
it's
one
like difficulty in the card set, basically.
Ace is hardest, and then so there's one that's very easy, and then all the way up until 10 is really hard. But they haven't played the jacks, the queens, and also the king.
Right.
And then you get to see that.
Yeah. And then the different what do you call them? The type of card. So if it's a diamond, heart, or spade or whatever, it dictates how you play the game.
Yeah.
Right. So it's another rule on top of, let's say they tell you to go play tag or whatever. If they say, oh, this is a heart game, basically it means you have to betray someone.
Bruh.
Yeah.
But you won't know how it happens.
Yeah, you won't
like,
know.
Like, you think you could get away and finish. You're like, why would I need to betray someone if I'm playing tag?
But then the
episode will show you why you have to. But you won't know until it happens, basically. Hey, and that's why it's really enjoyable. It's really,
and
really good.
And what makes it worse is that everyone's playing the game.
Yeah.
So if you're opposing someone, that person's also playing the game.
Yeah.
For their own card.
These
Koreans
got these morbid shows, boy.
But this one's Japanese.
This one's Japanese. But it's so mad. Oh, okay. I think it's so much better.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much better.
There must be a reason why Squid Game really connected with the people. I
think at first it was just something to watch.
Yeah, something to watch.
It was genuinely, when I started it, I was just started watching it. And then people started to pick up on it. then it just exploded.
Yeah, actually for me it was, I actually watched Alice in Borderland like about a year ago.
Yeah, and
then
same.
And then I was like, I need something else like this, because I really enjoyed it. Because you try to play the game with them, basically. You're like, you're trying to solve it as well. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I want something like this again. And then all of a sudden this year, obviously they mentioned Squid Game, and then it said, oh, it's similar to that show.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm really looking forward to it. And then all of a sudden, everyone started talking about it. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, guess I'm late to the show.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, definitely recommend that show way more. Way more. Oh, much better show. And plus season 2 is coming out next year. So,
is it next year? Perfect. Alice in Borderland?
Yeah, Alice in Borderland. Because they were supposed to do it this year, but obviously COVID and all that in Japan, it's a bit mad over there. So it should be next year. But yeah, looking forward to that. And everyone's on smoke there too.
Yeah,
oh, that's what I need to hear.
So
love to hear it.
Love to hear it.
Did everybody watch the fight?
Yes.
Of
Fury.
Deontay Wilder and Fury, the third rendition of the fight.
Fourth?
Third.
It was a mad fight, you know, because I honestly didn't think Wilder would last 11 rounds. I'm not gonna lie.
After the fifth round, I said this guy is looking tired.
He needs to train legs.
He's looking very tired.
He needs to train legs.
Yeah, like what?
He's
I don't know how he stood up every time and kept fighting, honestly. Because
part of a lion.
First of all, I'm not going to lie. When he dropped Fury twice, right?
He was looking shaky.
I was done.
Like, what's going on here?
I'm
in a simulation, 100%. Like, what's going on? Like, I don't understand. I thought Fury was going to lose after that, but he just looked so much more fit, right? Like, my guy finished the fight like he could still go another 5 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Wilder finished.
Doomed.
He was calling finish. For the
doomed, bro.
Now you know what it is, yeah. Like
it was the punch before the knockout. His body flew, fam. His legs spun across the ring. I said, "Yo, he." I don't know how he got up after that. Nah. I don't know how he got up.
Honestly, like,
he was spinning in the ring.
I spoke to I spoke to Bari, and pretty much we had a conversation about it, and he said that this is the best Deontay Wilder he's ever seen, and because
agreed.
Because Tyson Fury, like the first fight, if Deontay Wilder brought this sort of energy in the first fight, I think it could have been clear as day, like, this guy ain't gonna do it.
Mm. Right.
But honestly, I would have to say that this is the best version of Deontay Wilder we've actually ever seen.
That was a boxer. As in, I've never thought like Deontay Wilder was a boxer. I really just thought he was someone with a nice bang, that's it.
He's more like a baller, isn't he?
But the thing is, he is someone with just a nice bang.
Mm, that's it.
That's all it is.
Yeah, that's his thing, yeah.
Because when it came to it, like, I think he only got like one round or two rounds. I can't remember the statistics, but he got one or two rounds. And basically, Tyson Fury just won all the other rounds. And it was clear as day.
Did anyone know if Tommy Fury won yesterday?
Who?
Who's Tommy Fury?
Jesus Christ.
Is it Tommy Fury or Fury?
Fury.
No, Tommy Fury.
Who is he fighting?
I don't know.
I know Huey.
I think it's his cousin, isn't it? His cousin, isn't it?
Huey.
Yeah, it's Huey. Yeah. I like Huey from The Boys, isn't it?
Yeah, he's been here for time.
Oh shit, that's funny. I didn't even know he had a fight.
Ain't he supposed to like fight Jake Paul then? You're talking about Tommy Fury, isn't it? Yeah.
I think Fury had a good little strategy at the beginning when he kept going for Fury's body.
Yeah.
That was working because obviously he still needs to guard his face, and when he claps in the face, you know, it's a problem. But then he just looked like he ran out of stamina, man. He just looked like he was tired, bro.
When you have a heavy guy doing them dirty games as well,
Fury constantly putting his body on.
Every time they clinched, you're tired already,
and then you have someone heavy on top of you.
How heavy, and you're trying to push him, and then he's coming to bang you out as well.
It was bigger than usual.
Wilder came in heavier as well, right?
He came in looking good.
Yeah. Come on, look at more
hard body, but he needs to train his legs, to be honest.
Yeah, no, why is his legs that small? I don't understand.
You know, it's the same thing with sprinters.
Carrying his weight.
It's the same thing with sprinters. They can't build calves because, like, the way their body is.
No, I get that, yeah, but I don't even think he's got thighs.
He's like SpongeBob.
Just leg.
He's SpongeBob, man.
I don't think he's even got thighs.
Just bone.
I understand the calf part with the sprinters. Yeah. I get that part.
But I think the way he's built, he just can't build his legs. But the thing is, he can't build his legs.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, true.
But it's not a case of him having to build his legs. He just needs to. he needs to do a bit of rugby in his training.
Rugby.
Yeah, basically like a lot of pushing, a lot of shoving. Man. No, yeah. No, no, he is. He's had so many fights. How many knockouts?
Loads. You're coming against one of the best heavyweight fighters of all time. I just don't think.
So what? Fury's, he's still a good fighter.
I'm not taking that away
Fury's,
from him.
Fury's a boxer.
He said he's not a good fighter.
Mm. Actually, to be fair, I don't really think he is personally. But against Fury, to be fair, I don't think he was ever.
I think
Fury's a very good boxer.
Yeah, Fury is just a boxer. And he's elusive. He's got. I think the craziest thing about him is that he knows how to use his body very well. He clinches very well. He basically makes you waste bare energy.
Facts.
He's a great boxer. He's elusive. His feints are mad. Mm. When he faints, I think he's gonna punch.
It's peak,
like I'm just can you imagine if you're standing in front of that guy and he faints on you?
He's a mammoth of a man.
Yeah, exactly. And
he's got a good chin. We'll get up.
I don't know how he gets.
Chin is mad,
honestly.
Yeah, but then again, I feel like those bangs, they were enough to knock him down, but not enough to knock him out.
Hey, Fury is funny, you know. Obviously, them man were talking, and Wilder was like, "I don't know. It might be an ancestry spirit that might help me beat you." And then Fury's like, "I don't know about all of that, but I believe in the one true one, and that's God. And because you just said all that ancestry bullshit, you're getting it, mate."
And then you know, in the second. So build up. Basically, he was like, "Yeah, man, I just come here, you know, in the name of Jesus." Like, oh, so my God beat your God? He beat your ancestors?
He's mad with the mind games. That's the thing.
Super mad.
He's super mind games mad. Are too mad. Listen,
if I get knocked out and my man's singing afterwards, just take me home.
End me. Just end me. End my life.
And he's got a good voice as well.
He's not a bad singer, man.
Do you know? The problem with Wilder is during like the whole build up and all of that stuff. He talks in riddles, and I don't understand. Like that. That's why people laugh at him. That's why people laugh at him because
till this day.
Yeah.
Exactly. Till this day, right?
Yeah, but that's his problem as well. Like, that was one way that he built up the fight was with racism, and it was like nobody was being racist.
He didn't land.
Yeah.
No one was being.
Had to go for that.
Yeah, because Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury was talking about his gypsy, and how like he's been ostracized and how basically like gypsies they've had it hard in the UK,
of course.
But then he turned around and tried to make it the black thing. It was just like...
You tried to Americanize it.
Like, we understand what you're talking about, but what you're saying has nothing to do with this fight.
Ancestry spirit. I don't know. Just for all of that, you're getting it.
You're getting it, for sure.
I'm just happy to see, like, now them two will fight different people.
I think the good
thing about the heavyweights
I'm free, for God's sake.
But the thing is about Deontay Wilder, he's going to get banged by Dillian White, which
I don't think
soon.
He will, you
think he'll get banged by Dillian White?
I think Wilder's going to get Dillian White out of there, bro.
Nah, he's getting finished.
Are you sure?
I actually like Dillian White. White,
so do
I think he's a great heavyweight as well, but you know what the thing is, he does not protect his chin, you know.
If Wilder lands,
he does not protect his chin.
Remember my yards.
Yeah.
We were like, bro, he's winning.
When he got clapped by Pepe, and you know the thing is, it was that same uppercut. That's the exact same uppercut that Anthony Joshua clipped him with. It was the exact same uppercut.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I think
that would be a long deal. He
died, man. He really died.
Every time he gets clipped on that chin with an uppercut, he sleeps. He will never step back up.
With the Anthony Joshua one, chin. It almost looked like, you got banged and then that's it.
Yeah.
But he was like, he was still awake. He was still trying to get up.
Mm.
But he got knocked out clearly.
Vetkin won at my yard.
Just see him. Ooh, like it was clean. It was the cleanest ever.
Man, I said ever.
That was a wild.
He was on the ropes, man.
Who do you think Fury is gonna fight next? It's got to be Usyk, right?
The WBC they've been playing games with Dillian White for a long time, but. They've finally made it official. They said basically whoever wins out of the Otto Wallin Dillian White fight, you can either decide to fight him or you can decide to fight the winner of Anthony Joshua and Usyk. Whoever wins the Deontay Wilder Fury fight, which is obviously Fury. So he can decide to fight whether the winner of Dillian White, Otto Wallin or Usyk Joshua. And I think he wants to fight the winner of Otto Wallin and Joshua, which I think does a disservice to Dillian White. But I think if Dillian White wins this one, Tyson Fury ducks him and then goes and fights
Joshua
Usyk,
yeah.
then Deontay Wilder can then go and fight Dillian White.
Usyk,
and at that point, it makes a great fight for the heavyweight division because now that person will have to fight the winner of this one.
They need to
at least give it a go at unifying those belts because this is getting silly now.
It is getting silly. It is getting silly.
It's been silly, man. That's why I don't really follow.
That's why boxing is just too. It's because you can.
There's an element of WWE to this.
The problem. The problem with boxing is the fact that you can. you can avoid each other. That's the problem.
That's I'm on smoke. If you're really about it, let's get it brazy.
Because they're not part of the same. They're not part of the same boxing committee.
Yeah.
They can duck each other. But if they were, they wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
But organize that shit, man. You're doing more of a disservice to.
No, now it's not. It's like you have to fight this one or this one. You choose.
No.
And I think Tyson Fury wants to get those belts.
Yeah, of course.
So he could be the best of the best.
Yeah.
And if he gets those belts, now he's gonna have to fight everybody.
Actually, it's mad though because who do you think is the best heavyweight right now? Because
it's Fury.
I guess it has to be Fury.
On paper, it's Fury, but my man's fought the same guy 3 times.
That's the thing. Not by his choosing. He definitely didn't want to do. I know he didn't want to do that third fight.
And obviously on paper, it's very hard to argue.
That third fight didn't even make sense. But like, I guess
we need to see Fury fight.
I need to see him fight someone else first, and then I'll be like, yeah. And to be honest, I think he'll win anyway. But like, because
I want to see him fight Usyk.
Yeah, I want to see him fight Usyk because they're both.
I'm more interested to see him fight Usyk. Who's the best?
Yeah, no, definitely because they're both definitely technical boxers, right? That's the thing. Obviously, I know Usyk's more of a cruiserweight, but
it's just that Fury's too tall and too big.
This is what I'm saying. I don't understand why Joshua didn't bang him with his extra reach and stuff.
He didn't want to.
Why didn't he box someone smaller than him?
He didn't want to finish him.
You gotta drop him.
The reason why I didn't want to finish him is because he wanted to prove to the world that he can box. It's his own pride.
Yeah, but.
That's on you, man.
He doesn't need to do that.
Grand opening, grand closing. Let's go home.
That's his own problem.
That's Tottenham Hotspurs as well. Your yard.
Yeah, nah. Hey, but he's sitting in my yard. That's what I'm saying. He's sitting in my yard. You know what's mad? Yeah, I was reading online. Yeah, Spurs Stadium is just a place for people to leave, innit? It's just mad for people to lose, innit? It's just mad.
Yeah.
History of L's.
History of L's.
To be honest with you, if he won just by boxing, no one can chat to him.
Yeah, true.
Nobody. And that's where he could just say, all right, cool. All you man are small to me. You're all small boys to me, yeah?
But he's
a kiss
baller,
you on your forehead.
He's more
type
of
energy.
He should have brawled him.
Yeah, little boy.
Yeah, I know. Just get him out of there.
He should have brawled him because that's what Joshua is good at. He's a brawler, right? He should have brawled him. The only time that I've seen him
let's go home.
I saw him box well was obviously Anthony Joshua Ruiz 2. He boxed well.
But then again, he was fat, so people can make the argument.
It's true. He's not wrong.
That boy is fat.
He's a big boy.
That's funny as fuck.
But the thing is, but he came in mad heavy. He came in super fat and he was in the center of the ring. You obviously knew he was not going to do anything at all. Like, of course, gave him a couple bangs and then he tried to do the cheeky cheat where he smacks him at the back of the head. Didn't work this time. But yes, that's where he was like, I need to get these belts. But on this one, he genuinely wanted to prove to the world that he can box with a southpaw and he's just like, don't do it.
Oh, I couldn't care. Let's go home.
He should have just knocked him out. If he knocked him out clean.
How far is Tottenham from?
Fifth round. If he knocked him out fifth round, move on. Next fighter. That's it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting now because I think one thing people forget is like, it's non-binary, man. When it comes to this, when it's like, heavyweights, anyone can knock out anybody, bro.
It's not
a straight line.
Yeah, I hear
you. Can't just say, okay, this person is being this person, so that means he must be able to beat this person. You never know, bro.
That's what heavyweight.
Dillian White might come and beat Fury one time, and then there'll obviously be a rematch, and then obviously Fury will probably get him out of there forever.
I don't think so.
They need Vince McMahon.
You think Fury will
be?
You think Dillian White can beat Fury?
1,000%.
What Dillian White?
Do you know why?
What's this confidence you've given him?
Do you know why? Because right, so so Anthony Joshua. So okay, so listen, this is what's happened. So Anthony Joshua actually sparred Tyson Fury back in the day.
Yeah.
And he has knocked him out. That's been the rumor, right? And even like Anthony Joshua is like, listen, I'll bang him out. I know exactly what to do to him, and I think it's because of that. Cool. Now, There's also a rumor as well that Dillian White is far better than where he was before. Of course, excuse the Povetkin fight, yeah.
That was the madness.
He's far better.
What was that? I was in Eddie Hearn's yard, you know, wasn't it?
It was as well. Yeah. No, it was in his yard. Backyard.
Backyard. Imagine going to your promoter's garden just to get banged.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Eddie Hearn's just laughing at the moment. He is.
He's the winner. He's the real winner here.
How you fluked that?
Yeah, yeah. The rumor is between like the boxing world, they said that Dillian White is far better than ever before and he can actually bang Anthony. I'm not too sure about that. But with Tyson Fury, I think he will give him a problem, a proper problem.
I hear that.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. I think, well, the thing is, obviously, I don't think Fury and will bang him in the chin anyway. Like, that's not the type of fighter Fury is anyway.
With just like boxing, like just watching boxing and all this stuff, like I could think of a strategy to beat Tyson Fury if I was Anthony Joshua. I'll be like, listen, you need to do this and that.
Emmanuel Bogue versus boom. Tyson Fury, next heavyweight though, still, isn't it?
Bro, I'm 90 kilos. I can't go
in. You can't go in there.
I'm not even 90 kilos, bro. Nah, it's not happening. It's really not going to happen.
How tall is Fury?
6'9".
Jesus.
He's getting you out of there, bro.
Is that, Chipotle? I heard that you were talking about me on this podcast.
And for that,
come
here.
Getting
you out of
here. You're getting it.
That's right. You're getting it.
Nah, we do love him. We do love him for real.
Nah, I do like Fury. I do like Fury. I enjoy, because you know what? He brings an element of banner.
It's very entertaining, isn't it?
Yeah, very entertaining.
Very entertaining.
1000%.
Great file.
You're getting it.
I saw a clip where he's singing Biggie in his
yard. Says
the N-word. Like, I don't know, if you don't know now, you know, nigga. And then someone probably tweeted saying, "There's nothing we can do. We've sent our best writer. There's nothing we can
That's
do."
That's how I feel when people talk about it's trying done. To beat Brock Lesnar. I'm like, what are you doing? If the aliens come, I'm sending Brock Lesnar.
Man says Brock Lesnar, you know. All people.
Yeah,
but yeah, nah, it's. He's a good boxer, man. You got to give him credit where credit's due.
CR7.
But yeah, I don't know if we... What do you guys prefer to discuss? Jesse Nelson or Insulate Britain?
Jesse Nelson.
Who are we getting out of here first? out of the two. We haven't got a lot of time left. In fact, we haven't got any time left. It's 5.
Nicki Minaj single-handedly ruined Jesse Nelson's solo career. It's sad. You don't see it.
Did she not ruin
Jesse herself? Nelson's solo career? What do you mean by that?
What do you mean?
She ruined it.
That live was horrible for her, man. It did not do her any favors.
Oh, right. Oh,
I didn't see it, but I mean, the song itself is terrible.
But have you ever seen like a white girl who looks light skinned, like who comes out light skinned? Because I've seen it before in Tesco. You see the Tesco at Chafford? Tesco and Chafford. I'm not lying.
I didn't say you were lying.
This is no cap, bro.
How do you know she was white?
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
All right, listen.
Do you know her?
Hold on. Let me explain the story, yeah? Because right now you're excited, yeah? So it's me, Levi, and Tristan. Shout outs to them, innit?
Yeah.
They're probably going to listen to this. So we're just coming out of Tesco. I don't know where we're coming from. Yeah, we're just coming from somewhere. We're just coming out of Tesco. And then basically, I see these two white girls. They look exactly alike, but one has a fake tan. And she's almost the same skin tone as one of my guys. And I'm like, what's going on here? 1000%. This fake tan stuff needs to stop. Yeah. Because there are some of these white, like these are white Caucasian Anglo-Saxons. Yeah. Anglo-Saxons. And there is no mixing within their heritage. Mm-hmm. When I mean mixing, I mean mixing ethnicities. And then all I see is just you come out with a fake tan and you look like me.
What if she identifies as being mixed race?
Talk about this? Yeah.
What if she's transracial?
Because
there are some people who can prove that they are of mixed ethnicity, yeah?
What if she for wakes example, up and feels like
nah,
she's...
But what if she wakes for example,
like...
a mixed race.
It's mad, isn't it? you know the thing is, you can't.
One of the funniest moments in TV history.
You can't argue with it anymore these days.
I'm arguing. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You can't even say what. You remember? I don't even know if you mans know yet that there's this white man who just identifies as Korean.
Wait, what?
because he loves like one of the BTS members. So he's like, yo, he's literally said he is that person. By the way, he identifies as Jimin from BTS.
Oh, he identifies as being
literally
that person.
Being that person, okay, and therefore being Korean.
That's brazy.
Society's going to hell.
And therefore being Korean. What can you even say to that?
I can't argue with it, you know, because sometimes you just have to let people do their thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, obviously. But then I feel like...
I'm going to still say it's stupid.
Am I going to allow this? What is this behavior?
I identify as a coffee.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I would be like a dog one day, just for bants. I'll be a dog. You got to love me.
You gotta walk me.
You know? And then next day.
But there are some people that actually think that.
What?
They are dogs.
Nah, impossible.
There's some people that actually.
No, there's a girl who's got bare peas off of OnlyFans for being a dog.
What?
Yeah.
So,
she walks around on all fours, does all that.
Woof, woof.
What? Woof, woof on OnlyFans? Man, then pay. Man, then pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but man,
let's be honest.
Yeah, men are trash. It is what it is.
Yeah, that's an illness.
You can't call it illness, man.
Nah.
It's not illness.
Someone to be a dog.
Yeah. Woof, woof. And then to a certain extent, it goes as far as to be a baby.
All
right. Yeah, I've heard of that being a fetish.
What?
That's not crazy.
They'll pay adult women.
Wow, your thoughts to be babies.
I'm not here for that. That's not my thing.
Nah, that's right. Weird, man. What?
That's crazy.
That's a bit mad. That's... you can't back that.
I'm not backing anything, but like, it's not me, innit?
You know, I'd like to be a lion one time and just chew on your face.
Excuse me?
Just be like, listen, hey, at that moment, yeah, I was a lion.
At that moment, I was a lion.
Jesus Christ.
Listen, man,
Jesse Nelson, please take down that video. That song's trash. Everything about it is trash. Just be yourself.
You know what?
That's all.
I didn't know what people were talking about in that video, but then I saw like her neck movement.
Her neck movement?
Yeah, like she was trying to do like the I'm a bad girl.
Oh,
but it was just like, what are you doing? It was like, cool, innit? But then afterwards I looked at the tweets, I was like, wow, I see what people are hating about.
It's an amazing song because I actually was listening to it and I stood up and I turned it off. So that's how good it was. It got me to stand up and turn it off. So for that reason, she needs to take it down.
Yeah.
100%.
Should we give him our music suggestions? Because we got to get out of here.
Yeah, man. So there's Jesse Nelson, Bad Boy.
No. God. We don't recommend that, right? Surely.
Hells no.
Dismiss. Hells
no.
Righty
ho. I'll start. My choice is a song by Fireboy DML called Peru.
My choice is...
Peru.
Young. It's off of Young Thug's new album, Punk. Bubbly featuring Drake and Travis Scott.
Slap.
I'm trying to find something. Hold on.
I'll go in it then.
Stay fine.
Keeping with the Shang-Chi spirit, yeah. Oh, so, you know what is it? They had good music on that album. So it's In the Dark by Swae Lee and then featuring Janae Aiko. Just a good vibe song, innit?
Yo, I need an album from Ray Sugar, man. I know obviously their music isn't supportive of Corona and that, but like, them boys, I need a new album from them.
Yeah, they got good music, man.
For real.
I need a new album from Griselda.
Oh brother,
this guy stinks.
Do you listen to the playlist?
What?
To our playlist, Mady Chafford.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Do you listen to the Griselda playlist?
I don't think so.
It's pretty much 90% Griselda. What did you make? Your choice,
oh, yeah, did you man see the Rock rapping?
No,
he's too strong to rap.
When was
yeah,
this?
Yeah, it was on.
He's too strong to rap, man.
What was this? It was on.
he's rapping all henchmen.
What's his name?
He's too strong.
What's his name?
Immortal Technique.
Yes, Immortal Technique.
He's too strong to rap, man.
No, is it Tech N9ne or Immortal Technique?
I think it might be Tech N9ne.
Yeah, Tech N9ne.
What we're gonna give him? Desclamation. I said, yo, get off.
Before we go though, wait, did you put your choice?
I don't know if the song is on. True Story.
I don't know.
Isaiah Rashad.
We'll put it on there. Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah. True Story.
Quick one. Did you guys see the Batman trailer yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Zoe Kravitz, man. Let's have a conversation. That's what I'm going to say.
Top 5 dead or alive.
Top 5.
I need that woman in my life.
Top 5 dead or alive. She's a different breed, man. Just her and her mum. Let's get it cracking.
The trailer looks mad though. He's on smoke.
He's not looking to be.
He's on smoke.
He ain't no friendly neighborhood Batman, I tell you that.
Oh, he's putting people in a spliff-a-rooney, man. Jesus.
You see the scene where he's just walking, where there's two men trying to just gun him down. He's just walking through the freaking corridor.
Mad.
It's a very young, gritty Batman who's just, he's here for a good time and a long time, man. He's trying to sort the city out.
Yeah. Cinematography is cold. Yeah, for real. Last shot as well, he's walking through the fire and that. I said, this guy's coming
You see a part where my man was best smiling when he thought he got rid of
I gotcha.
What is the phrase? This is not a signal, gotcha, it's a warning.
Yeah, it's like,
it's hard.
Hard. He's hard, man.
And the score as well. It just scores, everything about it just looks mad to me.
It just feels like proper dark as well. It's really, I think Robert Pattinson would do a good job, man. I think he'd do a good job.
He's Black Adam as well.
I haven't seen the trailer yet. I saw it on
the trailer. Look,
I haven't seen it yet.
Wait, is the trailer and there's a teaser?
It's a teaser.
It's a teaser.
It looked good.
Looked really good.
Yeah. All right.
Fantastic.
Vincent, thanks for coming on, man.
Pleasure, guys.
If you guys need, you know, stuff to do with your websites, he will send you a quote.
Come get your breath.
This is the guy. He will sort you out. He will pattern you up.
Appreciate
it, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Love.
Yes. Amazing. Until next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.